Chapter 10. Byron led us up a long staircase, then down a winding dark hall and up another steep staircase. The windows were caked with dust and thick layers of dirt. Almost no light seeped in. Rows of grinning skulls gazed up at us, embroidered in the black carpet. Tangles of cobwebs dangled from the ceilings, brushing our faces as we passed by. Low moans followed us down one hallway. Were those human sounds? I shuddered and stayed close to Luke. We walked in silence. I knew we were all thinking the same thought. Will we ever get out of this terrifying old mansion alive? Door after door revealed only darkness. One wall was filled from top to bottom with hideous, grinning animal heads. Another wall had a collection of thin, rubbery things nailed to it. They looked like human tongues. My stomach heaved. I turned away from the ugly sight. We climbed another endless stairway. Then Byron led us into the bright light of a huge room. My eyes adjusted slowly. When I could focus, I saw wooden tables and chairs. Several rows of bunk beds against one wall. A bathroom. Two long wooden benches under narrow, dirt-stained windows. A brick fireplace took up one wall. I squinted hard. Were those bones piled on the fireplace floor? An enormous painting of the Menace, in a flowery silver frame, stared at us from above the fireplace. His hat was pulled over one eye. The other eye glared coldly. The rest of his face was lost in shadow. I shuddered. A fear meter stood against the wall to the right of the bunk beds.
"This is your room,"
Byron said.
"Make yourselves at home."
"Is there room service?" Matt joked. He always put on a brave face.
"Yes,"
Byron replied.
"And a maid will come to turn down your beds and leave chocolates on your pillows at night."
He laughed.
"What's wrong? No one else is laughing. I don't blame you."
"Byron, how could you work for that creep?" Carly Beth demanded. Byron shrugged.
"It's not a bad job,"
he said.
"Especially if you like to see kids scream and cry. And think how powerful I'll be when Panic Park returns to the real world."
He shook his head.
"Good luck, guys. You're going to need it."
He disappeared out the door. 2 seconds later, he was back. He came striding up to Matt with his paw outstretched.
"Give it back,"
Byron said. Matt stared at him. "Excuse me?"
"Give me back the key card I gave you when you first arrived at Horrorland. The card that got you into all those locked places."
"No way I'm giving it to you," Matt said. He took a step back. "Why did you give it to me?" A smile spread over the horror's fur-covered face.
"Why? I told you, to make you start thinking about Panic Park,"
Byron said.
"You know, a little clue to get you interested."
Byron waved his paw in front of Matt's face.
"Give it back now."
Matt sneered at him. "No way, furball." An ugly roar escaped Byron's throat.
"Tough talk, Matt, my lad,"
he growled. His eyes turned fiery red. He balled his big paws into tight fists.
"Don't you know I can tear you in two?"
Matt tried to dance out of his path, but the big horror lunged forward.